بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Press release. Shame on you, O Islamic Ummah, for the hunger of Gaza, and shame on you that Trump feeds them with his hand and the weapon of murder and displacement. Translated. After prolonged starvation, after stones were tied to their stomachs, after hunger had eaten away at the bones and melted the flesh after the fat, and the sight of living skeletons became a familiar sight in Gaza, every head of household was wandered around searching for a morsel of food to stop his children's crying. And after Trump had declared with both favor and harm that he would deliver some food to the people of Gaza, he revealed his project to feed Gaza as an American company that has turned the hunger of the people of Gaza into an investment, one that is comprised of the remnants of criminals from Iraq and Afghanistan and of security companies with a discredited history in our country. It is a company that distributes food in one hand while holding a rifle in the other. It conducts security checks on people in a humiliating act against the honorable people of Gaza. Only those allowed by the Jews to be fed receive this food, and they may be bombed and killed before leaving. People are being gathered into lines that are inconsistent with their humanity, with the intent of relocating them to the southern Gaza Strip, as if this is a new prelude to their displacement, especially since Trump has been constantly talking about taking over Gaza and displacing its people, just as the entity's chief criminal has not stopped talking about displacement while the genocide continues and killing reigns supreme. What is even more astonishing is that the people of Gaza are in no short supply of food, with thousands of trucks crammed into the Rafah crossing. If the Egyptian regime had decided to open the crossings and protect the convoys, Gaza's hunger would have ended in an hour of the day. But instead of allowing food to enter, it allowed the Jews to occupy the crossing and control the lives of the people of Gaza right under its nose, with its approval and complicity. It is strange that the people of Gaza are starving, while if the Islamic Ummah extended half a hand to its brothers, it would feed the cats and birds in Gaza. It is strange that the people of Gaza are starving so Trump can bestow favor and murder upon them, while there are those in the Ummah who, if they wished, could uproot the entity in an hour of the day or less. How can the hungry people of Gaza be left to the criminals of America and the Jews, while they are part of an Ummah whose religion and chivalry does not permit a single person to go hungry? How can 2 million go hungry? Indeed, how can these 2 million Muslims go hungry when the agent rulers can provide employment opportunities for 2 million Americans with Muslim money? The Jews and Americans would not have been able to pour death and hunger on the people of Gaza had it not been for the betrayal of the rulers and the silence of the Ummah regarding their crimes, and because they did not see from the Ummah or its soldiers a stance that would frighten the criminals and cut off the hands of the aggressors. And did the Americans and Jews enable the morsel in the mouths of the children of Gaza except through rulers who besieged Gaza more severely than the Jews and provided it with the means to kill, thus moving from a role of betrayal to outright hostility? It is a disgrace to the Islamic Ummah that the people of Gaza are starving, and it is even more disgraceful that Trump feeds them with his hand of favor, killing, and displacement. It is a disgrace that can only be washed away by a sincere stance, one in which the Ummah mobilizes and mobilizes its armies before it, overthrowing its rulers and heading towards Jerusalem, defending every drop of blood, purifying every stone and corner of the blessed land from the filth of this evil entity and eradicating it like a malignant tumor. Only then will the Ummah have washed away its disgrace. Otherwise, every cry of hunger, intense thirst, or burning in the intestines will bear witness before Allah against this Ummah. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in the Blessed Land, Palestine. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.